Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Dash. Here's Panto, Luinishma, Sambi, Akav Shalom, Leav, Asitzchok. We're holding our Dezora, Daf, Nun, Dalit. The Mishnah and the following Gemara and Amud Beis point out the idea of how Kadosh Baruch Hu hates our Dezora. Why does not cancel it? Why does not destroy the Dezora from the world? And the Skanim answered and said, the reason is because Yahavah the Solom, Mipnei HaShoitim, will destroy the world for the Shoitim. The world is acting in the way it's acting. And the ones who sin, they will get punished. The fools that sin will get punished. So the Maharal and Tiferes Yisrael Perek Samech Aleph explains something very profound. He says the idea of Oilam Kiminhog Noyeg means that this world we don't see any miraculous things happening. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give too good to the tzaddikim and doesn't punish the rishayim. The world is kiminoganoyik. It's acting in a normal way, a natural way, where you don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu operating. As the Maharal adds a little more in their Chaim Pergil Mishnah Tezvav and the Tosfos Yom Tov over here in our Mishnah sends us to there. That's the whole idea of free will, of Bechira. What is Bechira all about? That a person has the free will to choose what to do. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu will punish the ones that have ever desire, so then there will be no bechira in the world, there will be no free will in the world. So that's the idea of Oilam Kiminhog Noyeg. We don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu operating in miraculous ways in the world. The world is as if operating in his natural, automatic way, so to speak, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not revealing himself. Says the Maharal, that's the Pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos, the Tafkuf Yud Ches, the Gemara says, someone says Hallel every day, he's cursing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is that so? Hallel means you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater, how many miracles he's doing. Says the Maharal, that's exactly the point. If you're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing miracles, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is operating beyond nature. He's not just allowing the world to operate in its natural way. So then why is he not punishing the Rishayim and taking away the Avodah Zarah? The only reason that we have an understanding of Avodah Zarah still in the world is because Oilam Kiminhog Noyeg. Because the world is operating in a natural way and not a miraculous way. If not for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have taken away the Avodah Zarah a long time ago. And that is our Emunah. The Emunah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu once in a while, he reveals himself and makes a miracle. That's what we see in the Moyadim and the Yom Tovim. There are times there were miracles. But in general, the world is acting as Oilam Kiminhog Noyeg. That's what Avodah Zarah is not about. But if someone comes and says, Hallel B'chol Yoyim, he comes and praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his miracles every day. So he's saying, no, the world is not acting in a natural, automatic way. The world is acting in a miraculous way. So if so, why Avodah Zarah is still here? So he's mechar from Megadiv Kapi Male, he's so to speak cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's saying that he is allowing for the Zohar in the world. As the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, that answers a question which Rav Hashav brings over here. Because our Gemara is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to destroy the world. That's why he's not taking away the Shemesh, Ve'areach, the sun, the moon. But why is he not taking away the Oiv, the Avodah Zarah, the people that are worshipping Avodah Zarah? That is the idea of Oilam Kiminhog Noyeg, the world has to continue to operate, not take away the Bechira. And if you take away the Bechira, it's also taking away the world. You're destroying the world, because this world is a world which is created for Bechira Chofshis, for free will. So the same way you can't destroy the sun and the moon, you can't destroy the ability to have free will. The Arvi Nachal in Parshas Be'al Yisrael adds another nekuda to this inyan, that adds a little flavor of Chassidus to this. He says, part of the question that was asked to the Skanim, why is the world, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the Avodah Zarah to be in the world, is because we know that everything in the world has a purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings things to the world to bring Kavod Shamayim to the world, to bring a connection to Kedusha. But something which is completely the opposite of Ratzon Hashem in the world, something which is all it does is to come and do the opposite of Kavod Shamayim, and that's Avodah Zarah, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowing it to be in the world? Isn't the world supposed to be a place of Kavod Shamayim? It's the complete opposite of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in the world. So he says, this is really the answer of our Gemara. The Oilam Kiminhog Noyeg tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have the challenge of free will in the world. That's part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So he mainly, the Avodah Zarah is also doing Ratzon Hashem. Because the Avodah Zarah is what's bringing the challenge to the world. It's bringing the Nisayon to see, to bring the Bechira Chofshes, the full free will to the world. The fact they have a place to make a mistake, that's part of the Bechira Chofshes. That's a part of the free will that we have over here. So that's also Ratzon Hashem. So Avodah Zarah is bringing Ratzon Hashem. And this is what we started the Masechta with. The first shiur in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Shor Machshava, and Masechta Avodah Zarah spoke about this idea that Avodah Zarah is also brings, has a connection to Kedusha, because it's doing Ratzon Hashem to have the challenge of Avodah Zarah. He Gufo is what Hashem wants of Avodah Zarah in this world. And that is the oimik of oilum kiminog noyeg. The world is acting in a, so to speak, a romantic way, allowing people to have that challenge of Bechira Chofshes. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.